The sky is dim as dusk settles over the Universal Studios lot, a landscape of numerous sound stages. On a rooftop, a glowing sign reads, NBC Studios, Hollywood, California. Beneath it, the windows of a brick row house reveal its residence. It's 1960. A woman teases her hair, and on a lower floor, a man sits before a television where NBC's black and white logo gives way to John F. Kennedy giving a speech. On the ground floor, a corner shop, Ford's Footwear, is closed. A garbage truck pulls up, and a garbage man in coveralls hops off the back to return a metal trash can to the alley. Credits. Producer Kenny Leon. Produced by Robert Norris Caddo. Choreography by Jerry Mitchell. Music director Lon Hoyt. Music and lyrics by Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman. Directed by Kenny Leon. A homeless woman in rags finds leftovers. Then she wheels her trolley further down the alley where a boy nearly runs her down on his bicycle. She rifles through garbage and finds the blue and pink can of Ultra Clutch hairspray. She hairsprays the screen, producing a graphic that reads, Hairspray Live. Through a window is a messy bedroom. Tracy Turnblad, an ample-bodied 16-year-old girl, is asleep. She's fair-skinned with dark hair teased into a bob.
Woke up today, feeling the way I always do. Hungry for something that I can't eat. Then I hear that beat, that rhythm of town starts calling me down. It's like a message from high above.
Her bed disappears.
Every day's like an open door.
She dances in the street.
Every night is a fantasy. Every sound's like a symphony.
Teenagers dance with her.
Good morning, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me.
Tracy's handed a purse. Then she views herself in a car's wing mirror. A man wearing a trench coat flashes Tracy.
There's the flasher who lives next door. There's the bum on his barroom stool. They wish me luck on my way to school.
The bum falls over. Tracy gives him a thumbs up and continues on.
And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me.
She's nearly hit by a cab. Then girls ignore her on the sidewalk.
I know every step, I know every song. I know there's a place where I belong. I see all those party lights shining ahead. So someone invite me before I drop dead. So give me a chance. Cause when I start to dance, I'm a movie star. Something inside.
The girls spray hairspray.
So, don't make me wait one more moment for my life to start.
She waves at a group of African-American teenagers, then white teenagers, and they all dance with her. The teens run off.
Baltimore and me. Baltimore and me.
In a TV studio, an audience sits in the darkness. The lights flip on and white teenagers dance on the flashing raised platforms of the colorful Corny Collins set. Corny spins forward and addresses the camera.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Don't touch that dial! This time for the Corny Collins Show, brought to you by Ultra Clutch Air Spray. Hair so strong it even holds up in a NASA wind tunnel.
They do the twist.
Oh, every afternoon when the clock strikes four. A crazy bunch of kids crash through that door, yeah.
Corny's in his early 20s.
Well, they throw up the coats and leave the squares behind. Then they shake it, shake it, shake it like they're losing their mind. Never see them frown, cause they're the nicest kids in town. Oh, every afternoon you turn your TV on.
Corny twirls two girls beneath his arms.
Yeah, we know you turn the sound up when your parents are gone, yeah. And you twist and shout for your favorite stuff. And when you practice every step that's in your repertoire.
School, Penny Pingleton's by
I'm
a locker.
Here. Sorry, I got detention for speaking in speech class. Tracy, the show already started. Oh no. Run, Penny, run! Can I just walk fast? My mother says I'm not allowed to perspire.
Penny's mother arrives at the Turnblads.
Edna! Is my laundry ready?
Who wants to know?
Edna hides behind a sheet.
Sure it is, hon. Come on in. Got it ready for you right there. That'll be $3.
$3? Well, that's pretty pricey for a few pairs of teddy pants.
Well, I'm sorry, Prudy Pingleton. There were some extra charges. Some of your personal stains required pounding on a rock.
Mama, turn it on! Turn on the TV!
What in heaven's name?
4 o'clock. I guess I don't have to ask who got detention again.
Oh, come on, stupid Philco!
Tracy Turnblad, mind your manners. Say hello to our guests.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Pingleton.
And you, Penny.
Hi, Mrs. Pingleton. I mean, mother.
Teenagers.
Delinquents. It ain't right dancing to this colored music.
Oh, don't be silly. It ain't colored. TV's black and white.
Tracy and Penny watch the Corny Collins Show.
Why would you like to lead the way? Once a month we have our
Negro Day.
And I'm the man who keeps it spinning round. Mr. Corny Collins with the latest, greatest Baltimore sound.
Tracy and Penny dance in front of the TV. Amber Van Tussle and Link Locker dance.
Forget about your algebra and calculus. You always do your homework on the morning bus. Tell a word from a noun, they're the nicest kids in town.
The teens pose for the camera.
I'm Amber.
Brad.
Tammy.
Finder.
Brenda.
Sketch.
Shelly.
Like you.
Luann. Kooks. Belle.
Gory.
John.
And I'm Link.
Kiss me again and again.
Turn that racket down. I'm trying to iron it.
The teens do the chicken dance.
Kids in town.
Then they strike a pose around Corny. Middle-aged Velma Von Tussel holds a stopwatch.
And we're off. All right, people, how many times do I have to tell you we do not touch ourselves anywhere while on camera? Tammy, lose the padding. You too, Fender.
A boy pulls a sock from his pants.
Wait. Stop hogging the camera. You are not Elvis yet. Amber.
Yes.
Hog the camera. I did not bribe that man to shoot the back of your head.
Yes, Mother.
And you, Mr. Collins, we shall have none of that Detroit sound today.
And the kids are over the moon for rhythm and blues, Velma. They love it.
They're kids, Corny. We must steer them in the right direction. What have you got against Connie Francis?
Amber.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Oh, yeah?
I figured we've been going together sort of steadily, and maybe we ought to make it official.
Oh, Link! Your school ring, well, how precious.
Oh, and look, it matches my new hair color, exactly.
Velma separates them.
We'll have none of that. Save your personal lives for the camera. And we're back in 5, 4, 3, 2, day.
The teens gather around Corny.
Now, don't forget, guys and kids, it's our very first primetime television spectacular. It's coming up on June 6th.
My birthday!
We'll be broadcasting live nationwide.
That's almost everywhere.
Talent scouts will be on hand from all the major record labels. Sponsoring the event will be none other than our own Ultra Clutch Hairspray. So let's give a great big fawning Baltimore salute to the president of Ultra Clutch, Harriman F. Spritzer!
Heavyset Harriman grips a can of hairspray.
Hey there, pal. Ultra Clutch is happy to bring you fine youngsters to national attention.
Our big break!
Also live on our special, we'll be crowning your choice for Miss Teenage Hairspray 1962.
My big break!
At the turn glass.
Isn't she a lovely slim girl?
I guess Amber's pretty, but she can't dance.
She's nothing but a shadow of her former self.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. Look, Amber's wearing Link Larkin's ring.
And now a special announcement from our own Amber Von Tussel.
Amber reads cue cards.
Oh, hey, gang, next Thursday is Mother-Daughter Day. So grab yours and watch Mom and Me right here on WZZT.
That's right.
Oh, and I want to be Miss Teenage Hairspray, so remember, a vote for you for me is a vote for me. Okay.
An unexpected ad-lib, Amber. And speaking of expecting the unexpected, our own fun-loving, free-willing Brenda will be taking a little leave of absence from the show. How long will we be gone, Brenda?
9 months.
Velma
so
falls over.
So it seems
over.
We'll be having an opening for a girl who is just as fun-loving, but maybe not as free-willing. How would you like to be one of the nicest kids in town? Cut school tomorrow and come on down to WZZT to audition.
Oh, my God, it's a dream of a lifetime. I have to audition.
It's a dream of a lifetime. I have to watch you audition.
All right, that'll be enough of that cornhole Collins who one day no one's auditioning for anything. There'll be no cutting school in this house.
But Mrs. Turnblad... That...
Penny. Go tell your mother she wants you.
She does? I better hurry. Bye, Mrs. Turnblad. Bye, Tracy.
Penny runs into Wilbur.
Sorry, Mr. Turnblad.
Must be rush hour traffic.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby. I'm telling you, since I got that new shipment of exploding bubblegum, business down at the Hardy Har Hut is booming. How am I too funny, honey?
Oh, stop, Wilbur. You're the funny one.
Daddy, tomorrow I'm auditioning to dance on a TV show.
You're gonna have to go further than that to get around me, young lady. No one's auditioning for anything. And what did I tell you about that hair? All ratted up like a teenage Jezebel.
Oh, Mother, you are so 50s. Even our First Lady Jackie B. Kennedy rats her hair.
Yeah, well, you ain't no First Lady, are ya? No, she's a hair hopper, that's what she is. And it got her put in detention again. Wilbur.
Edna pulls Wilbur aside.
Wilbur, talk to her. Girls like Tracy. People like us. Oh, you know what I'm saying. They don't put people like us on television except to be laughed at.
Okay, yeah. Tracy?
Tracy sits at the kitchen table.
Sweetheart? This television thing. You really want it?
That's my dream, Daddy.
Then you go for it. This is America, babe. You gotta think big to be big.
Being big is not the problem, Wilbur.
You know, when I was your age, my parents begged me to run away with the circus. And I said, no, that's your dream. My dream was to own a chain of joke shops worldwide. Mm. All right, yes, granted, I just have the one. But someday, if I can figure out how to keep the air from leaking out of my sofa-sized whoopee cushion, I'm gonna make a noise heard around the world. You go for the gold, baby. I'm gonna... grab me a Coca-Cola and head back to the Hardy Har Hut. I got my dream, and I love it.
Thanks, Daddy.
Tracy Turnblad, you get back here and help me. I'm facing hampers of laundry and my diet pill is wearing
off. But Mama, I want to be famous.
You want to be famous? Learn to get blood out of car upholstery. Ooh, that's a skill you could take right to the bank.
In Tracy's room.
You just don't understand.
Tracy, you think I wanted to spend my life washing and ironing other people's unmentionables? No. I wanted to design them. I thought I'd be the biggest thing in brassieres.
Edna regards her ample bosom.
Careful what you wish for.
Penny.
But, Mom, all I was doing was watching Corny Collins over at Tracy's.
Did I not forbid you from listening to race music? Oh, if the police ever locate your father, he'll punish you good.
At the Van Tussels.
Amber, your dancing today was atrocious. I'm willing to lie, cheat, and steal to help you win that Miss Hairspray crown, but you've got to work with me.
What?
Here, put these in your bra.
Velma stuffs Amber's bra.
Mother, these are shoulder pads.
They're shoulder pads to Shelley Fabre. To you, they're a future.
Tracy Mary Turnblad, one day you will own Edna's Occidental Laundry. Will you be ready?
I hope not.
Don't contradict me!
Don't disobey me!
Don't even think about going to that audition.
Please!
No!
No. Mother!
Penny.
Stop telling me what to do.
No!
Amber.
Don't treat me like a child of two.
No!
Tracy.
I know that.
A split screen shows the girls in their separate
stop,
bedrooms.
Don't know, please stop. Don't know, please stop. Don't know, please, Mama, I'm a big girl now.
Tracy stands.
Once upon a time when I was just a kid, you never let me do just what the older kids did. So lose that laundry list of what you won't allow. Cause Mama, I'm a big girl now.
Velma fixes Amber's hair. The girls are in split screen.
I gotta tell you that without a doubt, I get my best dancing lessons from you. You're the one who taught me how to twist and shout, because you shout non-stop and you're so twisted too. Whoa. Once I used to fidget because I just sat home, and now I'm just like Gidget and I gotta get to Rome.
So say arrivederci.
Tracy.
Once upon a time I was a shy young thing, could barely walk and talk, so much as dance and sing. But let me hit the stage, I wanna take my bow, cause Mama, I'm a big girl now.
Amber holds a Ken doll. The girls are in a plush orange and pink room filled with vanities. They dance with other girls beneath crystal chandeliers. The girls dance in unison, waving their arms in long arcs as they wiggle their hips. Striking a pose, they spray hairspray. Now, outside on the lot...
Welcome! Welcome to Hairspray Live on NBC. I'm Darren Prost, and I guess I'm your host for the evening. I'm standing here right now on NBC's backlot, where we've just seen Tracy open our show with Good Morning Baltimore. Tonight, we're going to be backstage with Ultimate Access just for you. We're going to see all the action up close and personal. Not only are we going to be behind the scenes, but we'll be checking in with our live NBC affiliates that are hosting Hairspray viewing parties across the country on this very epic night. Atlanta, Baltimore, Houston, Philly, what's going on, guys? Hello! We'll be coming back to you throughout the night. Also, make sure to follow along on Facebook Live as this incredible evening unfolds. We're streaming all night so you can be a part of the show at the same time. We want you at home to join us and get involved, just like some of these young superfans. Are you a young Tracy? Is that what you are?
Yes.
You look fantastic. Do you think she did a good job?
I think she's doing a great job.
As do I. As you can see, this night is just getting started, and we have it all for you right here, right now. Hold on to the hairspray. We'll be right back. Woo!
At the studio, a girl dances for Velma and the girls from the show.
Go, shoot. Thank you for coming. Don't do it again.
Velma views the audition list.
That was the last candidate, Mrs. Von Tussle.
Really?
Who knew all the girls in Baltimore were such skags?
She drops the list.
This town certainly has taken a dive since I wore the crown of Miss Baltimore Crabs. I may have to just fill this slot myself. Something funny?
Oh, I thought we'd never make it. Stupid six-car pileup.
Penny and Tracy arrive.
All my life I wondered what this place would look like in person. This isn't it.
Oh, hi. Hi there. Am I too late to audition?
Not too late, dear. Just too much.
Tracy, look. It's Link Larkin.
Link Larkin. So near and yet so gorgeous.
No, those girls were all over me. I don't know how Rock Hudson stands it.
Link backs into Tracy.
Excuse me, little darling. Hope I didn't dent your do.
He touches her chin. The lights dim except for Link frozen in a spotlight.
I can hear the bell.
Tracy gapes.
Tracy, are you all right?
Well, don't you hear them chime?
I don't hear anything. Maybe it's the altitude.
Can't you feel my heartbeat keeping perfect time? And all because he touched me. He looked at me and stared. Yes, he bumped me. My heart was unprepared when he tapped me and knocked me off my feet. One little touch, now my life's complete. 'Cause when he nudged me, love put me in a fix. Yes, it hit me, just lie like a ton of bricks. Yes, my heart burst, now I know what life's about. One little touch and love's knocked me out. And I can hear the bells, my head is spinning.
The other teens dance with bells. She takes Link's hand, and they twirl across the floor. Amber sulks as the other teens form a semicircle around Link and Tracy.
Round one, he'll ask me on a date, and then round two, I'll primp but won't be late, because round three's when we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far.
She puts his hand on her breast. Tracy holds Link's hands.
My ears are ringing. I can hear the bell. Bridesmaids are singing. Everybody says that a guy who's such a gem won't look my way well, the laughs on them.
Teens hold flowered arches.
My father will smile.
Tracy and her dad stride beneath them. Tracy and Link stand on chairs as Corny walks beneath the flowered arches carrying a Bible and champagne. Everyone dances around Link and Tracy. They step down from the chairs. Link returns to his frozen position, then Tracy's reverie ends. Amber approaches her.
What are you doing here?
I came to audition for Corny.
I've seen you at school.
Yeah, well, who could miss her? Aren't you usually in the detention by now?
Well, I cut class to come down here. Isn't that just too cool? I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous. Can I start over? I assure you I'll calm down right after I have a heart attack.
What's wrong with her?
Everything. I brought my 45, so if you want to put them on, I'll show you my stuff. I think that you've shown us quite enough.
Velma steps forward.
Oh, my God, how times have changed. This girl's either blind or completely deranged. All the times seem to halt from when I was Miss Baltimore.
It's always been my dream to dance on the show.
Oh, well, maybe you ought to go back to sleep.
Childhood dreams for me were cracked when that damn Shirley Temple stole my friggin' act. But the crown's in the vault from when I won Miss Baltimore.
Boys lift Velma onto a lighting box.
Those poor runner-ups may still hold some grudges. They padded their cups, but I screwed the judges. Those broads thought they'd win. With their plates, they would spin in their dance.
Boys lift her down.
Not a chance, so I hit the stage. Batons ablaze.
Velma twirls a baton.
While belting high C's and preparing cheese soufflés.
She tosses her baton aside.
Triple somersault was how I clinched Miss Baltimore crabs.
Thank you.
It's almost dinner time. Shouldn't you be waddling along?
Ever, haven't I taught you not to judge a book by its cover?
No.
Well, this is America, darling, where everyone deserves a separate but equal chance to fail.
Velma directs Amber to sit.
Are you scared we're on live?
No, I'm sure I can go.
Well, this show is in broadcast in.
Chocolate moat, no desserts for Miss Baltimore crabs.
Velma pats her flat tummy.
How many sweaters do you own?
Well, I'm sure I've got plenty. Let me see. I have 3, 5, wait, I have 20!
I would say, avoid the vault, but I can't! I'm Miss Baltimore crabs!
You're too wide from the back.
Oh, honey, look at her front.
Dress.
Girls, there's no need to be cruel.
Would you swim in an integrated pool?
I sure would. I'm all for integration. It's the new frontier.
Velma steps back.
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
Tracy's smile falters.
Can I audition for Corny now?
I'm his producer, and may I be frank? First impressions can be tough, and when I saw you, I knew it. If your size weren't enough, your last answer just blew it. And so, my dear, short and stout, you'll never be in.
So we're kicking you out.
Your form and your face, well, it isn't your fault. You're just down with a case of Miss Baltimore.
A boy spins Velma, then another lifts her in a twirl, then a third tries, but she flings him aside. Little Inez, an African-American girl,
hello,
arrives.
Ma'am. I want to audition.
And I want to be 18 again. How about you bow and exult, for I am Miss Baltimore.
A boy lifts Velma onto the lighting box. She poses with her hands above her head like antlers. At school, Tracy's at her locker spraying her hair.
Tracy Turnblatt. Once again, your monumental hair don't is obstructing the view of the blackboard. Your coif is quashing this child's constitutional right to a substandard public education. Thereby and hereby, forthwith, I am condemning you to 3 more days of detention.
The special ed teacher points down the hall. Tracy slumps into a room filled mainly with African-American teenagers.
Why are they all against me? I wear the latest fashions, I keep up with all the styles. I'm teasing my hair as high as I can. Is there no pity for a teenager just trying to fit in?
Maybe you oughtn't to try so hard.
I don't know why you're so happy. You're the smartest kid in our class, and you get detention just as much as I do. I've never heard you complain.
Oh, but I do. This is my way of complaining.
The tall teen switches on his radio, then spins.
Huh. See, I found a way to use my blues.
Hey, use those blues, yeah, better. Use my blues.
Look,
Swift.
The man can dine me on a diet of detention, so long as he don't starve me of my tunes.
The class stands.
Come on, baby. Here's a little something signified to say.
Hello, my name is CBJ Stubbs. Well, sure, baby.
That's unbelievable. Can I do that?
I don't know. Can you?
Tracy copies seaweed.
Hello, my name is Tracy Turnblad. Oh.
She rolls her shoulders.
She got moves for a white girl. No, ain't no black and white up here. Detention is a rainbow experience. Yeah. Come on.
Seaweed grooves on the spot, now, raising and lowering
now,
one arm.
Now, this one I call my place or yours. My place or yours.
He
yeah.
grinds his hips.
See, I use it
Tracy
to attract
copies him.
The opposite sex. Feel this, girl. You really got it going on.
This program's joining you already in progress. Oh my God, I just realized who you are. Your mom is Motormouth Maybell the DJ. You dance on Negro Day.
Seaweed turns away.
Well, did I say something wrong?
Will someone please enlighten this child?
Look, we are grateful for the gig, but we could do without the nomenclature.
That's one way to put it.
I'm sorry. It's just that Negro Day is my favorite. I wish every day was Negro Day.
At our house, it is.
Oh, I said it again, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, at least you get to dance on TV. Hey, Corny Collins is hosting the sophomore hop tomorrow night. If he saw me dancing like this with you, maybe he'd put me on his show.
Hi, you two dance together in public? Holy show, you'll be on his 11 o'clock news.
The special ed teacher shows up.
Tracy Turnblad! Laughing, smiling, dancing in detention. You can kiss all hopes of a higher education goodbye. From now on, I am placing you in special ed. With the rest of these characters.
Special ed?
The teacher goes.
With them? Yes! I'm a bad, bad girl who needs to be punished!
Tracy slaps her bottom. In the gymnasium, disco lights spin around the walls. White teens are huddled on one side, and African Americans are behind
hey,
a rope barrier.
And sophomores at heart, I'm honored to be hosting tonight's Spring Fling here at PPHS. Everybody come follow me now. Well, the girls on the inside, the boys on the outside. Let's all get ready. Without further ado, we're about to do the ladies' choice.
The teens form lines.
Hey, little girl with a cast of burn.
Corny leaves.
Well, I'm selling some, you won't return. Hey, little girl, to be off the shelf.
He twirls with the girls.
Just hide, have fun playing with yourself. Once you browse the whole connection.
He high-fives the African-Americans on the other side of the rope. Little Inez rushes to the rope, but Seaweed stops her.
No, Inez, no.
Why do we always have to dance in the back?
Look, I don't know, there's them and there's this. It's just the way it is.
Hey, little girl, look for sale.
Hey, little girl, look for sale.
Just drop this American mail.
Just drop this American mail.
It's gonna take cash to fill my tank.
Gonna take cash to fill my tank.
So let's crack open your piggy bank.
Whirls a girl as Tracy and Penny arrive.
I'm a lady's choice.
I can't believe my eyes. A dance with dancing.
Oh, there's Seaweed.
Tracy rushes to the rope.
Hey, Seaweed. Let's show Corny your new moves.
No. You gotta dance with your crowd. I gotta dance with mine.
Why?
Wait for my cue.
Seaweed turns Tracy around and they watch the white teens dance. Boys bop around the girls, then slide across the floor on their knees. Corny does some fast footwork in unison with the girls. They twirl, then hold their arms out as they lift their heels on the spot. They glide across the floor. As they spin, the girls' colorful dresses twirl up. Tracy rushes forward and shakes her booty. She grinds her hips. She dances Seaweed's move for Corny.
Show them how it's done, girl!
Put some soul into it!
She repeats the move.
That's right, girl!
Everyone copies the move except Amber. Tracy dances with Corny.
Hey, little girl, spin is free. Don't come cheap, but just go free. Perfect fashion, I'm sure.
The teens dance in lines, miming twirling lassoes. The teens freestyle beneath the blue and yellow streamers.
Hey there, Courtney Collins here. I get a lot of fan mail from viewers wondering what's the secret to hosting Baltimore's number one teen dance show. Why it's my water-filled Oreo cookie. Perfect for twisting, licking, and my personal favorite, dunking.
He dunks his cookie, then eats it.
Boy, do I love that chocolatey wafer. So remember, don't just wonder, be water-filled with Milk's number one cookie from Baltimore's number one host. Do I have anything in my teeth?
A title. Sure? Oreo.
All right, great. Thank you.
On the colorful Corny Collins set, teens dance on raised platforms. Corny wears a gold jacket.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Welcome to the Corny Collins Show!
Brought to you by Ultra Platinum.
And it tastes good, too.
At the Turnblads.
Hurry, Mr. Turnblad! This is Turnblad! Come see what's on TV!
Penny Pingleton, this better be important.
It is?
Oh, no, don't tell me Khrushchev has his shoes off again.
And let the party begin!
In the studio. Teens step toward the camera.
I'm Amber.
Brad.
Tammy.
Binder.
Brenda.
Sketch.
Shelley.
IQ.
Luann.
Kooks.
Belle.
Corey.
John.
Link.
And I'm Tracy!
So every night you're shaking as you lie in bed.
Go, Tracy! Go, go, Tracy!
And the bass and drums are pounding in your head.
Tracy bops ecstatically center stage. A photo of Wilbur with their team.
They're the nicest. Well, sugar and spice is the nicest kitchen.
Tracy dances Seaweed's move, waving her arm over her head.
Kitchen town.
She has blonde streaks in her hair.
And that was a new dance of the week, Your Place or Mine, introduced by our new council member, Miss Tracy Turnblad.
Edna gapes at her TV.
Tracy, live in our own living room.
I think I've seen her here before.
She's gonna be a regular.
Imagine my little girl, regular.
Tracy, hi, it's me, Penny. Hi.
She can't hear you, hon.
It's just a television.
Wilbur pulls Penny, who has glasses and pigtails, away from the TV.
Hello. Yes, this is her childhood home. No, I'm not her father.
So, tell us about yourself, Trace.
Well, I go to Patterson Park High, I watch your show, and I do absolutely nothing else!
Love that.
Oh, but someday I hope to become the first woman president. Or Rockette. You gotta think big to be big. Hi, Daddy.
And as president, what would your first official act be?
Well, I'd make every day Negro Day.
I read you like tomorrow's headlines. Looks like we might just have a hot new candidate for Miss Teenage Hairspray.
Amber grabs the mic.
No, you can't. I mean, she's the before and I'm the after, and afters always win, so.
So what do you say, Tracy? Would you like Link Larkin to sing a song just for you?
Would I? You people are ignoring the laws of nature.
Link Larkin, our own budding Elvis, will now dedicate a song to the equally booming Miss Tracy Turnblad with It Takes Two.
Amber gapes. Link stands wearing a royal blue suit on the central platform. He turns to face the girls, holding a guitar.
They say it's a man's world. Well, that cannot be denied. But what good's a man's world without a woman by his side? So I will wait until that moment you decide.
He strolls amongst the girls seated on the floor.
A king ain't a king without the power behind the throne. A prince is a papa, babe, without a chicken to call his own. So please, darling, choose me out alone.
A girl swoons.
Tell me I'm your king and you're my queen.
It takes Tracy runs to Link.
Just like
as a spirit musketeer, I dream of a lover, babe, to say the things I long to hear. So come closer, baby, oh, and whisper in my
Link takes Tracy's hand.
It takes two.
Tracy grabs Link and presses her lips to his. Corny smiles.
Mrs. Von Tussel, we must speak.
Shall we?
Mrs. Von Tussel, Negro Day, every day, that chubby communist girl just kissed that boy on his possibly parted lips. Ultra clutch and controversy do not mix.
Chubby girls and Negroes buy hairspray too, Mr. Spritzer.
Collins, you're fired.
Oh, you can't fire Corny Collins from the Corny Collins Show.
Why not? They do it all the time on Lassie.
Mrs. Spritzer, to keep your audience, you've got to keep up with the times. Bringing Tracy on is just one of my ideas.
Since when do you have ideas?
It's time the kids who are on the show start to look like the kids who watch the show.
You're insane.
Maybe you and I should have a chat of our own.
As they go, Velma tosses her stopwatch onto a makeup table. She stares at her immaculate reflection in the mirror.
Oh, my God, that snake that sings, he's a puppet, but I hold the purse and the strings. God, I knew Negro Day would bring chaos and change. Now he's pushing this pinko who might give us all mange. She's a fetish, a blackhead that must be expelled. There's a standard of beauty that must be upheld. People say I'm a bigot. Well, it just isn't true. Look, I love Sammy Davis, and he's black and a Jew. They better get sent for a full-out assault. They should never have mild Miss Baltimore.
She spins on a platform as smoke rises behind her. She strikes a crab pose. The studio lights go out on set. And Velma waves the smoke out of her face as she steps off the platform.
Kristen Chenoweth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just the biggest fan. I can't believe, oh my God, she's walking towards me right now. Here she is. She's going to give me some serious Velma face. Watch this. Hi, Velma.
She ignores Darren.
Can I get a, okay, I'll catch you later. As she gets into hair and makeup for her next scene, we are going to check in with one of our affiliates where our breakout star, Maddie Baglio, went to high school. Houston, over to you.
A split screen.
Hey there, Darren. Yeah, it is such a big party down here in Houston. We are clearly so excited to be with you live. I'm Derek Shore.
And I'm Jennifer Broom. We are here at Clear Falls High School. We have a very excited crowd. This is Maddie Baglio's high school.
That's right. And Maddie used to perform right on this stage. Her teacher, Mrs. Fetty, you must be so proud.
We couldn't be more proud. We always knew she was going to be amazing.
All right, Maddie, we're rooting for you.
Live in Houston.
At the Turnblads, Edna cleans the floor.
Hello. Yes, well, thank you very much. I'm sure that Tracy appreciates your vote for Miss Teenage Hairspray. And she loves you, too. Very much, whoever you are. Goodbye. Oh, this is crazy. Hello? What am I wearing?
She glances at her drab wraparound.
A house dress, scuffies, and suppos. What are you wearing? Hello? Hello?
Mama, did you see me?
Of course I saw you. It was on TV. I had to. Oh, Tracy, the phone's been ringing like it was a telethon. To think a beloved TV icon, the fruit of my womb.
So you're not mad?
Mad? How could I be mad? You're famous. But, hon, if you'd only told me he was going to get on the show, I never would have said you couldn't. But come sit. Tell me. Is fame everything you thought it would be? Are you happy, hon?
Yes, Mama. And I think I'm in love.
I know. I've been following. You and I are going to have a talk about crooners. Or we could all learn a lesson from the mistakes of Miss Debbie Reynolds. There it goes again.
Hello? Yes, this is Tracy Turnblad. Hi, Mr. Pinky.
Mr. Pinky, the Mr. Pinky of Mr. Pinky's Hefty Hideaway. Quality clothes for quantity gals. That Mr. Pinky.
You want to hire me as your exclusive spokesmodel and fashion effigy? What's an effigy? Well, that's very flattering, but of course all business must go through my agent. It'll be our pleasure. We'll be right over. Goodbye.
Ooh, I don't know any agents. How about a nice bail bondsman?
Well, you, Mother.
Me? Oh, Tracy Turnblad, fame has gone to your head and left you wacky. You need a top-shelf professional. Now, who handled the Gabor sisters? Well, who didn't?
Mother, there's a great big world out there that I know nothing about. And when things get rough, a girl needs her mother.
And I will be right at your side if that's what you want. And together we will claw your way to the top. Only can't we do it over the phone? Oh, hon, I haven't been out of this apartment since Mamie Eisenhower rolled her hose and bobbed her bangs.
Hey, Mama, look around. Everybody's grooving to a brand new sound.
Hey,
Mama, hey, Mama, follow me.
Tracy leads Edna outside.
Something that you want to set free. So let go, go, go of the past now. Say hello to the love in your heart. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now. You gotta get yourself a brand new start.
On the street, a poster outside the Baltimore Eventorium comes to life. The Dynamites, a trio of African-American women, step from the wall to perform on the sidewalk for Tracy and Edna. They wear short red sequin dresses and gloves. Edna and Tracy hop in a joyful circle.
Been years since someone asked me to dance.
So then go, 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 pass now.
Say hello.
Light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
And I'm walking to the 16th.
Edna hops on a hot dog stand and is pushed through the street under its red and yellow umbrella. She stretches out her arms and legs in celebration. Behind them, salesgirls from Mr. Pinky's shop burst from the store spraying hairspray. A girl holds up a roll of pink taffeta. Blonde Mr. Pinky emerges from the shop, carrying a platter.
Free jelly donuts while they last. Eat them up, girls. I got tons of taffeta inside.
Hi, Mr. Pinky. I'm Tracy.
There's my shining star. Television doesn't capture half of you.
Oh, Mr. Pinky, you certainly picked a lovely girl to put the plus in your plus sizes.
Now, Tracy, who's this, your gorgeous big sister?
Oh, Mr. Pinky, Sam, I'm not a gorgeous big sister. I'm
54 double D?
Triple E.
Oh, Mama, I hit the mother load. Step inside the...
Edna heads into the store.
Your mama's welcoming to 16.
Mr. Pinky dances Tracy into the street.
Oh, your mama's welcoming to 16.
Shop girls unroll the fabric and Mr. Pinky ducks beneath it. They hold up the sheer pink taffeta in front of Tracy.
Take your old-fashioned fears and just throw them away. You should have the color and a fresh new you. At the time for a star who looks just like you.
The Dynamites groove towards Tracy.
Nobody trying to see your soul, cause a little touch and lipstick never hurt no one. The future's got a million roads for you to choose, but you walk a little taller in some high heels shoes. And once you find a style that makes you feel like you, so be fresh, something new.
Come on out here and shout, Mama.
Edna emerges with her hair done and wearing a shiny patterned dress with purple feather cuffs and hem.
Chicky that you ever did see. Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at us. Well, there it is. Fabulous.
Tracy runs into the store. They dance in the street as paparazzi takes photos of Edna. They all wave their hands in the air and dance in unison. Tracy twirls out of the store, dressed like her mother. The Dynamites perform from Eventorium Evening. The Dynamites pose in front of a sign that reads, "Tonight Only." Darren's behind the live audience across the street.
Now, while the cast is grooving away in the 1960s, I'm up here grooving away in real time with our social squad. They're part of our digital experience that is happening during the show and on Facebook Live. If you want to know what people are talking about on social media, be sure to check them out. Now, the story of Hairspray takes place in 1962 Baltimore. So let's head over there right now and catch up on some nostalgic local flair. Baltimore, how you doing?
We are with the famous Baltimore Huns. And Stacy, tell me about your incredible costume and the spirit of Hairspray.
Yes, hi. As you can see, I'm dressed up like Tracy. One of my great Hun friends back here, Brenda, gave me this fabulous wig. And I really think that makes the costume. Made my own little crinoline here. And
very
just kind
nice.
Of put stuff together. And I have the blue because Tracy was wearing a blue
you
dress tonight.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful.
We've got Mayor Catherine Pugh. What do you think?
I am just so happy. We're so happy to have Baltimore in the national spotlight. Go Hairspray live.
We're loving it here live in Baltimore.
No, I'm dead serious.
A girl runs up to Amber in the gym, sporting Tracy's hairstyle.
What is wrong with your head?
It's called the Tracy. Everyone who's anyone has one.
What?
Why?
You know, I actually heard that they put Tracy in special ed.
I heard she was caught in the back of a car playing tonsil hockey with two boys at once.
Okay, that is true. Tracy Turnblad is fast and slow at the same time. Link Larkin, how could you kiss that little beehived buffalo right on the air?
Cool it, Amber. It was just a swift way to end the song.
Well,
here they come now. Special ed!
Hey, knock
the
it
teacher
off.
Enters.
Try to act like a grown-up.
Special ed! Come on, everybody! Get ready to play scatter dodgeball!
What is scatter dodgeball anyway?
Sort of like a protest rally. We all gather together when the police show up, scatter and dodge.
Hi, Tracy. I'm so sorry about your special ed-ness. Oh. Hello.
Seaweed, this is my best friend, Penny LuPinkle.
I've seen you before. At the gum machine, getting your hair to Wrigley's.
I do 2 packs a day.
All that chewing must make the muscles in your mouth mighty strong.
Not really, they're probably just average.
Penny scampers off as Amber steps
well,
forward.
Well, well, if it isn't Miss Tracy Tugboat, whoop, whoop.
Knock it off, Amber.
Well, I see you finally found a title that you can win. Miss Special Ed. Amber Von Tussel, you have acne of the soul.
Students, cards!
The teens run around the gym scrambling for balls. The dodgeball game begins. The special ed teams are on one side, and the teams wearing blue uniforms are on the other.
Hey, no fair, throwing at the pro!
Yeah, aim for his nuts!
The balls fly, then Tracy and Amber wrestle over one. Amber wins.
Come on, baby.
She slams Tracy on the head, and Tracy passes out.
Game over,
kids? Back to class. Boys, anybody want to take a shower? Huh? Extra credit?
The boys, boys flee.
Amber, that wasn't necessary.
Link stands over Tracy.
Come along, Link. Oh, I will be waiting for you underneath the bleachers, if you're lucky.
Amber goes.
Tracy! Are you dead?
Link leans
Gee, you're
in.
You're beautiful when you're unconscious.
The lights dim, apart from a spotlight on Tracy.
I can hear the bells.
Where am I?
Oh, for a second there, it looked like teen angel time.
Well, wherever I am, no one changed the channel.
They help her up.
You've got a funny way of putting things.
Oh, Link, this is my friend Seaweed.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Well, how do you think I got creamed in front of the entire school?
You know, I got just the thing to fix you up. My mama's pitching a platter party. Well, up at a record shop up on North Ave. You want to come check it out?
I, too, feel not good. May I also come check it out?
Oh, you surely may.
No, I'm Penny Lou.
I've never been to North Avenue before. Would it be safe up there for us?
Take it down a notch, my cracker man. I got more to worry about down here than you do up there.
So what do you think, Link?
I think getting to know you is the beginning of a whole lot of adventure.
Well, I'm glad you think so, because not everybody does. Hey, I can't see why people look at me and only see the color of my face. And then there's those who try to help, God knows, but always have to put me in my place. Now, I won't ask you to be colorblind, because if you pick the fruit, then, girl, you should have find black the berry. What's the use? The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste. Now that's where it's at. Now run and tell that. Run and tell that.
The teens follow Seaweed around the gym.
Hey, I can't see why people disagree. Each time I tell them what I know is true. And if you come and see the world I'm from, I bet your heart is gonna feel it too. Now I could lie, but baby, let's be bold. Vanilla could be nice, but if the truth be told, a blackberry sweeter than juice. Now I can say it ain't so, but darling, what's the use? The darker the chocolate, the richer the taste. And that's where it's at. Now run and tell that.
They run out of the gym. Meanwhile, outside on the street, an African-American teen carries a transistor radio on his shoulder. He turns it on, then grooves his way to a dim back alley where the Motormouth teens are waiting. Graffiti on a brick wall points the way to Motormouth Records. The teen passes the radio off to a girl. The gang of boys dance in unison behind the girls. The girls wave the boys over and the boys perform aerials and flips. The girls against the wall join the dance. Headlights illuminate them and their shadows stretch out along the walls. They dance in lines, undulating and waving their arms. Seaweed ushers Tracy, Penny, and Link through the crowd, and they gape as the dancers stand in one spot and thrust their pelvises. They hunch over like they're starting a race. Seaweed spins, then leads the group around the corner. They head towards Motormouth Records. Two men play dominoes on a sidewalk table.
Hey, you're Tracy! You're my favorite dancer on the Corny Collins Show!
This is my sister, Lil Inez.
Oh, I saw you at the auditions.
Yeah, and you got on the show. But good for you, because they kicked me out of my young, gifted, and black behind.
Show them a little something, baby.
Inez dances. They dance into the record store. Seaweed dances on a counter.
Black the berry, sweet of the juice. Now I can say
silver penny to the floor. The entire place is grooving. Seaweed spins, then drops to his knees at Penny's feet. He slowly stands, kisses his fingers, and plants them on her lips. She passes out into his arms. Seaweed slips some skin to Link as Penny chews her gum. In the record store, teens eat and look at records.
There's platters of tunes and food on the table. What else would you expect from
Miss Motormouth Mabel?
Right now.
Mama, I brought some friends home.
Well, for the love of music, y'all come on in. Now, if it isn't the ever sparkling Sutley Larkin.
It's always a pleasure, Miss Motormouth.
Hi, I'm Penny Lou Pinkleton, and I'm very pleased and scared to be here.
Well, aren't you a cutie,
Miss? This is just so Afro-tastic. Hi, I'm Seaweed's friend Tracy, and may I just say how thrilled I am to meet you? I never miss your show.
I enjoyed you on Corny's.
Well, it's all thanks to Seaweed.
Isn't that nice of you to say? Now, y'all, come on in now. Let's start the spin.
Mabel puts on a record, and the teens groove. Mabel's low-cut purple blouse shows off her ample bosom.
This is interesting. It's the dirty boogie.
Link gapes in disbelief. Mabel snaps her fingers.
Why can't we all dance together like this on TV?
Honey, wouldn't it be something?
Well, why not?
Oh, you think we haven't tried? We didn't talk to the station, we didn't pressure the mayor, we even petitioned the governor. And what did we get?
Negro Day!
And that's just once a month.
The teens grind seductively. Amber arrives.
Link! Link! Hello. What are you doing in this huge group of minorities?
Well, I'm trying to fit in. What are you doing here? Why are you here?
Well, when you didn't show up under the bleachers, I followed you here inside my new car.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came. Jump on in, then.
Amber!
Velma rushes in.
Has anyone touched you? No.
Oh, too late to hustle. We've been seen by Fun Tussle.
Motormouth, What's going on here? Are you the one brainwashing these children?
We're only dancing.
Ew. I should have known you'd be at the bottom of this barrel.
Edna arrives carrying a takeaway bag.
Oh, Tracy, that was you I saw. Wilma, watch the kids, I say.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Oh, I had a sudden craving for chicken and waffles, so we drove up to Ruby's takeout across the way. Hi, everyone. I'm Tracy's mom.
Edna eyes the food table.
Oh, so you're what spawned that.
Edna turns to Velma.
Excuse me.
I guess you two are living proof that the watermelon doesn't roll very far from the vine.
Tracy, be a dear. Hold Mommy's waffle.
Edna towers over Velma.
All right, a party! Hey, wait for chicken and waffles!
Wilbur arrives.
If we get any more white people in here, it'll be a suburb.
I'll deal with you later. Amber, let's get back to the right side of the tracks. If our cars are still there.
Yes.
Link, come along.
Amber, you're being rude to these people.
Amber, come. Link, come.
Amber, just go.
Amber steps toward Link.
Whatever happened to the spiceless, spineless boy that I fell in love with?
She attempts to touch him, but he withdraws.
Mother, come. With pleasure.
They leave.
I didn't care for them.
No.
Are all white people like that?
No, just most.
Well, I know how we can start changing things. If kids saw us all dancing together on TV, they'd realize that we're not so different after all.
So you saying you and Link would be willing to dance with us on Negro Day?
Oh, no, Tracy, that's...
No. We're not going to dance on Negro Day. You're going to crash White Day.
Hold up. White Day is every day. You gotta be more specific.
Oh, it's Mother-Daughter Day on the show. How's that for specific? Think, Miss Motormouth, you work for the station. They could never turn you and Little Inez away. And once the two of you break the barrier, we'll all be free to dance on TV.
That thinking is downright revolutionary.
We'll set off sparks like Rosa Parks.
Hold on now, children. Think it through.
What if they call the cops?
Well, then we'll all walk off the show together. There's Link and me, and I'm sure we can get others. No dancers, no show.
That daughter of y'all's is a pistol.
But we've always taught her to do what's right and give correct change.
Well, now, Tracy, you can't. They'll fire you for sure.
Well, if it's just me, but if it's all of us.
I can't. I'm sorry. Well, I like these people, but whether or not they dance on TV won't get me a recording contract. I'm not like you. You've got brains and personality and talent. Me? The Miss Hairspray contest is my one chance to be seen nationwide. I'm not throwing away my shot.
So you don't think segregation is wrong?
Sure. I guess. But why is it my problem? Oh, come on, I'm leaving, and you should too.
Link, you and me together. I was just starting to think that.
Me too. But I don't know. It's getting too complicated. And then there's Amber. Sorry, little darling.
Link goes.
Tracy, I'm so sorry.
Penny hugs Tracy.
How could I think that Link Larkin would ever care about someone like me?
Now, why wouldn't he? You're a beautiful girl. It's just that boys are not the brightest thing. Still, you give him time. I'm sure he'll figure out he's crazy about you.
You have to say that. You're my mother.
I'm more than your mother. I'm a woman in love. We know this stuff.
But Tracy, is he right? Should you be risking your career?
Well, I never would have gotten on the show without Seaweed. So this is payback time.
That's my girl.
Okay, so this is how it's going to go. Tomorrow, everyone bring your mothers.
And daughters.
And meet us around the corner from the studio and make signs.
And put words on them.
Miss Motormouth, you and little Inez will walk in first. Me and Mama will be right behind you.
Excuse me?
Well, they'll never be able to shove them out the door with us blocking it.
Tracy, dear, I'm sorry, but no one said anything about my having to appear on television. I'm sorry, dear. I simply cannot appear on TV. At my present weight.
What's weight got to do with it now? Ain't nobody ever tossed this sofa to the curb for being too comfortable.
But Mrs. Motorboat, you're a celebrity, while I am a simple housewife of indeterminate girth. Hmm.
The bigger the girth, sweetheart, the more you're worth. Now, Mr. Turnglad, come on over here now, baby. Now, tell me this. You don't mind that the Mrs. is an Afro-American now, do you?
Oh, not at all. I think of her as prime real estate.
Oh. All right, now, you preach it to the choir.
Once upon a time, girl, I was just like you. Never let my extra large life just shine through. Hair was brown and nappy, never had no fun. I hid under a bushel, which was easier said than done. One day, my grandma, who was big and strong, she said you got to love yourself from inside out. And just as soon as I learned how to strut my funky stuff, I cannot.
I'm blonde, and if you say I'm beautiful,
you're beautiful. And
I am. They strut to the street. Others join them carrying anti-segregation signs. White mothers and daughters block access to the studio. Two groups clash. Mabel and Herman struggle over a sign that reads integration, not segregation. Tracy chants as Velma tries to snatch Edna's sign that reads black and white. A paddy wagon pulls up. Tracy's hauled away by the cops. She's put into the back of the paddy wagon, and she peers out the window as she's driven away. Darren's on a rooftop nearby.
Man, that is how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I got goosebumps. Those are some powerful women who really know how to speak their minds. They're bigger, blonder, and more beautiful than I could ever be. And they are taking action. Speaking of taking action, let's go to a city that's been fundraising and supporting musical theater. Atlanta, over to you.
Outside the Turnblads, Wilbur paints a mock-up of a can of hairspray.
Hello? Oh, why, yes, Mr. Pinky. Well, of course, I understand you have an empire to protect and you can't possibly have a jailbird for a spokesmodel, but I'll return the outfits. The petty pants, too. I scarcely wore them twice. Once for Mr. Turnblad and he for me. Oh, but Mr. Pinky, she's just a little girl, and little girls make mistakes. If they didn't, where would other little girls come from? Yes, it is too bad, Mr. Pinky. Perhaps we'll speak again once Tracy has paid her debt to society. Goodbye, Mr. Pinky.
Edna's on the stoop. She releases the phone.
Oh, Wilbur, this is a real Midor moment.
Calm down, sweetie.
Calm down? There are names for women who abandon their daughters, who've gotten themselves arrested for trying to integrate an after-school soccer-type television show. Yes, there are names. And Hallmark does not make a card for any of them.
You can't worry about people calling you names. Do you know how many times I've been called crazy? Yeah, and you know what I say? I say, yeah, crazy. Crazy as a loon. And anyway, we're not abandoning her. In fact, I've got just what Tracy needs right here.
A door on his hairspray can opens.
What do you think? Isn't that a doozy? Wait and see. This little baby's gonna save the day.
Oh, sure. You're a visionary inventor of saving the day. And Tracy's a teen idol of reshaping the world. And what am I?
Edna sulks on the sidewalk.
I had a dream, too, you know. I used to make all my own clothing, you remember. Well, until I wandered beyond the boundaries of the last McCall's pattern size. Still, I always dreamed that one day I'd put out my own line of queen-size dress clothing.
You were good, Edna.
Yeah, so where's it gotten me? 20 years later, I'm still washing and ironing and mending other people's clothing.
Someday, Edna.
No day, Wilbur. My time's come and gone. I'm a worn-out pair of bobby socks, the elastic's all stretched. Oh, Wilbur, I suddenly feel so old.
Oh, nonsense, doll. You're as spry as a slinky. Whenever I'm near you, it's like grabbing hold of a giant joy buzzer. Styles keep a-changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter, the beer costs a quarter, but time cannot change what comes free. You're like a stinky old cheese, babe, just getting riper with age. You're like a fatal disease, babe, and there's no cure, so let this fever rage. Some folks don't get it, think time is a bandit, but I take the opposite view. 'Cause when I need a lift, time brings a gift, another day with you. A twist or a waltz, it's all the same schmaltz, with just a change of the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that. You're timeless to me,
Wilbur. They twirl.
Let's keep a fading. Castro's invading. But Wilbur, you're timeless to me.
Edna wraps Wilbur's arms around her.
Tattoos are higher. Mine feels like barbed wire. But you say I'm chic as can be. You're like a rare vintage ripple. A vintage they'll never forget. So pour me a teeny weeny triple, and we can toast the fact we ain't dead yet. I can't stop eating, your hairline's receding. Soon there'll be nothing at all. So you're wear a wig while I roast a pig. Hey, pass the dairy doll.
She presses his head into her bosom.
The chubby checkers are girls, but they all passy fit you for me. You'll never be passe, hooray. You're timeless to me.
Dance with me, Edna.
Wilbur twirls Edna under his arms in front of the joke shop. They waltz onto the street as the store lights flash behind them. Edna shows off her hips. She shakes her bosom. Then she pumps her breasts forward.
You're like a broken down Chevy. All you need is a fresh coat of paint.
And then you've got me going hot and heavy. You're fat and old, but baby boring you ain't. Some folks don't get it, say never. But we know that time is our friend. Yeah, it's plain to see that you're stuck with me.
You're timeless to me.
You'll always be de jour, mon amour. You're timeless to me.
Wilbur lovingly holds Edna from behind.
You'll always be first string.
She places his hands on her breasts.
A ding, ding.
And he rings them.
You're timeless to me.
They twirl.
You're timeless to me.
You're timeless to me.
They pose by the orange pillars on either side of the junk shop.
You're timeless. 30 seconds.
Edna dances towards Wilbur. The doors open behind them, and they head into the junk shop.
Absolutely brilliant. I love that number. Don't you think those guys make just the cutest couple? It's beautiful. Now let's head over to you, Keith Jones, in Philadelphia. Take it away.
We are here at the Kimmel Center here in Philadelphia for the best watch party all over the country. Hey, everyone, my name is Keith Jones. I work with NBC 10. Look around me here. I'm surrounded by some pretty good company. You watched American Bandstand growing up? Bunny Gibson is here. Philadelphia's own Bobby Rydell. And you know that movie, 1988, Hairspray? This guy right here, Seaweed, Clayton Prince. I'd be remiss if I didn't show you this whole crowd. Take a look right now. Look at this, 600 people. Come on, Philly, show them some love. I love that, guys. My name is Keith Jones, live in Philadelphia for NBC 10.
Dancers Jive. It's dark outside jail.
Tracy, hello.
Mama, over here.
Tracy peers through bars.
Oh, to think I'd live to have a daughter with a rap sheet. If my mother was alive, she'd be so proud. You know, Grandma was a suffragette.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Oh, I brought you dinner. I made your favorite. Grilled cheese on white. I may have nibbled a little on my way over, but there's some fries in the bottom of the bag.
Thanks, Mama. You better get going.
Well, you're here all alone. Where are the guards?
Oh, it was the governor's budget cuts. Hire guards or give himself a raise.
Oh, you gonna be all right?
Well, they can't keep me in here forever. Besides, I've got a lot to think about. Might as well do it in solitary refinement.
All right, well, I'll be back in the morning with breakfast. You, keep the faith, baby.
Edna leaves Tracy in her dim concrete cell.
My heart has grown, but it's broken too. This morning, life was a Baltimore fairy tale. Now I can't make bail. My mother's in shock. My father's in hock. I much prefer Link's arms to jailhouse cells. So, Link, please rescue me now, 'cause I love you and this prison smells. Link, hear the bells and get ready, Baltimore. There's a bright, brand new day in store. Let me out so the street. Once I cha-cha right out of that door, the world's gonna wake up and see. Link's in love with me.
Smiling, Tracy sits on the dirty single cot.
Trace? It's me, Link.
They rush to the cell bars.
Gee, you look beautiful behind bars.
Well, it must be the low-watt institutional lighting.
Oh, Trace, can you forgive me? I was wrong. I was wrong about everything. Of course I care about our friends, and I'll do anything I can to help. When I thought I lost you, I couldn't eat. I couldn't sing.
I couldn't eat?
I even went down to the station to tell Miss Von Tussle I was through with the Miss Hairspray broadcast.
No, you didn't.
You're right. Because when I got there, I overheard her telling Mr. Spritzer that the talent scouts were only coming to see Amber. It was never me they wanted. They were using me to make Amber look popular. I've been such an idiot while you've been so brave. I know a palooka like me isn't worthy of a groundbreaking radical like you, but...
Link yanks his ring off his finger.
It's a little scuffed from Amber throwing it in my face when I told her that I'd rather be with you.
You didn't.
I did. So, would you consider wearing my ring?
Would I?
Would I?
Oh, to lose the ear or to lose myself. Some kid named Milton wrote that in the third floor boys' room.
Oh, I have a wonderful life. Great parents, my own room, stacks of 45s, plus a learner's permit that's good through August. But you know what I've been missing, Link?
I think I do.
They try to kiss between the bars.
Trace, they can keep us from kissing, but they can't stop us from singing. Once I was a selfish fool who never understood, never looked inside myself, though on the outside I looked good. Then we met and you made me the man I am today. Tracy, I'm in love with you no matter what you weigh. Cause without love, life is like the seasons with no summer. Without love, life is rock and roll without a drummer. Tracy, I'll be yours forever.
The Dynamites in casual dresses sing behind Blink in the alleys.
Permanently punished. Why is it every time you tie your daughter up, the phone rings?
Prudy goes.
Hello? What am I wearing?
Seaweed climbs in through the window.
Seaweed, shh, don't let my mother hear you. She's punishing me for living without permission.
I've come to rescue the fair maiden from her tower.
Oh, Seaweed, you do care. I was worried it was just a lonely, forbidden teenage fantasy.
From the first moment I saw you, I knew that even the colors of our skin couldn't keep us apart.
He tries to untie her.
Damn, he's not some mouse.
Hurry, Seaweed!
Living in the ghetto, black is everywhere you go.
He pulls out a switchblade.
Who'd have thought I loved a girl with skin as white as winter snow?
He cuts her loose. Jail.
If you're locked up in this prison, Tracer, I don't know what I'll do.
Link, I gotta break out so that I can get my hands on you.
Penny flings Seaweed to her bed. Tracy pushes out the bars.
How did you do that?
More budget cuts. It's either get new bars or get a gas chamber. They made me promise to stay inside, but I crossed my fingers behind my back.
Oh, Trace.
She escapes.
Oh, Link.
At the Pingletons.
Oh,
Kenny. Oh, God! The black boys got my daughter!
Kenny and Seaweed flee to the fire escape.
There goes the neighborhood!
African-American and white teenagers dance together in front of the gas station.
Life is like my mother on a diet.
Penny and Stevie join the other teens just as Tracy and Link arrive. The four friends hug one another. The couple's kiss.
Woo!
Then the kids run down the street.
Here comes the cast. Everyone's going to get in there, guys. There they run. Everybody's got to go off in their golf carts and they got to speed off to the next scene. Look, there's Ariana. Where's Ariana? There she is. She's a dangerous woman, folks. Up ahead, a powerful performance from our very own Motor Mouth, the Maybell, Jennifer Hudson. Don't move that dial. We'll be right back.
A police car passes by Moan Moth Record Shop in the rain. Inside, Motormouth Mabel peers out the window.
It's a mess out there. Miss Motormouth, look. Now it's on channel 2. Turn it up.
They gather around the TV.
This is Rob Barker for the WZZT News Team, coming to you live with an update on that jailbreak. Just moments ago, teenage TV personality and radical extremist Tracy Turnblad escaped from the Baltimore Women's House of Detention. Authorities say she may have been aided by once wholesome, formerly promising teen heartthrob, Link Larkin. If cited, citizens are asked to notify police immediately. And in some entertainment news,
Mabel shuts off the TV.
Who's out there?
It's us, Mama. Miss Motormouth, is it okay if we come in? I broke Tracy out of jail.
We know it's been on all three channels.
Oh, well, the jailbreak was easy compared to getting a taxi to this side of town.
Long as you're safe. Now, you Penny, right?
Seaweed's got a girlfriend.
Look, is it all right if I brought her home? I had to get away from her nasty-ass mama.
Hush, now, don't explain it. I saw the sparks between the two of you the first time I saw you dancing together.
And you don't mind?
Only a fool turns their back on the gift of love. And this world is filled with a mess of fools. So you two better brace yourselves for a whole lot of ugly coming at you from a never-ending parade of stupid.
It's okay. My mother's gonna kill me anyway.
No, she won't. She'll kill him.
Inez. All right. Now that we're all together, we gotta get busy.
You're not talking about going back to the TV station.
When will we ever get another chance like this? Miss Hairspray will be on national TV.
No, but last time we...
But this time we got Corny and the studio guards backing us
up.
No.
I'm gonna turn myself in and go back to jail.
What?
I have to before I get anyone else in trouble. Miss Motormouth, you could lose your job. Link, you could go to prison for what you did tonight. And Penny, your mother is going to kill you.
Does nobody hear me? She'll kill him.
No disrespect, Miss Motormouth, but I almost got arrested for backing up the white girl.
Truth, don't mind sitting this round out.
Exactly, we tried, nothing happened.
And didn't old lady Von Tussle say something about hiring armed guards?
With arms?
Someone can get shot and for what?
Just so we can dance at some O-Face show.
You think this is about dancing?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Let's ask. Tracy, what made you start this mess in the first place? Was it to get on TV?
No.
Was it for the boy?
I almost lost him because of it.
So this is about dancing?
Together.
Tracy faces the
others. I
want
us all dancing together. And I think it's wrong that we can't.
What do we do when we think something's wrong? We fix it. Children.
Mabel walks amongst the teens.
My children. You are not the first to try, and you won't be the last. But I'm here to tell you that I'm gonna keep on trying until someday somebody breaks through. 'Cause Lord knows I done had my eye on that door a whole lot longer than you.
What door?
The front door. There's a light in the darkness, though the night is black as my skin. There's a light burning bright, showing me the way.
pray the answer's up ahead. Cause I know where I'm at.
Worth
the price, the price we had to pay. As a dream in the future, there's a struggle we have yet to win.
She addresses Penny and Seaweed.
And there's pride.
Darren's outside the record shop. On the Corny Collins set.
This is Rob Barker coming to you live from the certified up to code WZZT studios in beautiful downtown Baltimore. And presenting to you live on nationwide television for the first time, it's the prime time Corny Collins Spectacular. It will be crowning your Miss Teenage Hairspray and hosted by the one and only Corny Collins.
Corny dances with the white teens.
Girl, power and punch is a charm, is it poise? No, it's hairspray. What gets a gal passed out at lunch? Is it brains? Is it dough? No, it's hairspray. If you take a ride with no can at your side, then your flip will be gone with the wind. But if you spray it and lock it, you can take off in a rocket and in outer space. Each hair will be in place. Take a chance if you get up and dance. If you twist, I insist you use hairspray. And tell your mother her head she should smother with Ultra Clutch faithfully. So if you're redhead, a blonde, or brunette, take my advice and you might just get the only thing better than hairspray.
The girls wear smocks depicting the Ultra Clutch logo. Velma twirls center stage in a hot pink gown.
What makes a man reach out and touch Ultra Clutch?
The boys hold up hairspray bottles. A girl with a beehive do twirls into Corny's arms.
Hey, baby, you look like you could just a stiff one.
The boys in Velma spray hairspray, filling the studio with a white haze. A man holds up an applause sign for the live studio audience. A huge can of hairspray is rolled onto the back of the set.
Excuse me. Excusez-moi. What the heck is this?
Oh, a product placement. The sponsor insists.
Say, don't I know you?
Honest? Velma, I'm a total stranger.
Velma removes Wilbur's disguise glasses.
Guards, come on, let's go.
What is this, some kind of Trojan horse? Who's hiding? Your jailbird daughter?
Not a chance.
Well, if she's hiding in that can, she can rot in that can. You, whoever opens this, open fire.
Oh, you're the lady going to do your duty.
All right.
Mabel's disguised as an officer.
Fine for you, Velma. You win this time. You're one clever cookie, I'll tell you that. Oh,
get him out of here. And we're back to Corny on camera three in 3, 2, 1.
The girls rush onto the set.
And now comes the talent portion of our competition, where the frontrunner gals will present a dance of their own creation. Presently, it appears that Amber Von Tussle and Tracy Turnblad are neck and neck. But since, according to the latest police bulletins, Miss Turnblad is still at large.
At very large.
Miss Hairspray might just be a foregone conclusion. Still, our rules say contestants have to dance for it. So, are you ready, Amber?
Ready as a rabbit on Easter.
Okay.
Amber hops up to the centermost platform.
Tracy Turnblad, this song is for you.
The other dancers fan out in lines on either side of her. Teams run to form two lines. With roses flares up around her. The other dancers crowd her as she fans her face with her hand.
Teenage Hairspray.
Just to be sure, why don't we check the scoreboard, shall we? May we see a tally?
Amber's 1 point ahead of Tracy. Herman holds the crown.
Yes. Amber Von Tussle just squeaks in as the winner.
Amber. Look who just walked through the front door.
Link and Seeley lead Tracy through the audience in a turquoise dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the never to be counted out, Miss Tracy Turnblad.
Tracy points at Amber.
An avalanche as it races down a hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will. And you can try to stop my
she dances with me. Penny's carried on stage. She wears white go-go boots and a short green dress. The Motormouth boys are the ones who carry her.
Now, a checkerboard chick. You can't stop a river as it rushes through the sea. You can try to stop the hands of time, but no, it just can't be. And if they try to stop the seaweed, I'll call the end of a lazy fee. Cause the world keeps spinning round and round, and my heart keeps winding to the speed of sound. Help, 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 help
The studio audience stands and claps. Velma rushes forward. Teens pick her up and carry her off as the Motormouth gang runs onto the stage. The teens twirl their hands in front of them while they rotate their heads. Turning sideways, they run on the spot while lifting their arms up and down. They spin, then dance seaweed's creation, My Place or Yours. They step from side to side, then wave their arms as though they're cracking lips. They extend their arms to the white teens on the sidelines and invite them to dance with them. Seaweed twirls Tracy to the front. The teens fill the stage and dance in unison. They leap in the air, then all the teens point at Tracy, who points out to the audience. Corny runs onto the stage. Tracy's members spin so fast on the board, they start smoking.
Tracy, turn lad! I now declare you your
queen! This is just so wrong! Let me see the bling. You're gonna have to pry this from my cold dead body.
Shouldn't it be a problem.
You can keep the stupid crown, Amber. Oh, I have my heart set on something a lot more important.
Well, would that happen to be me?
Actually, I won a graduate degree in musicology with a minor in ethnic studies.
Oh.
And of course you, Link.
This is marvelous! The phones are going crazy. The whole country's watching. Even the governor called. He's granted Tracy a pardon because he's enjoying the show so much and a full scholarship to Essex Community College. You just can't buy this kind of publicity. Velma, you're a genius.
I am?
Ultra Clutch is about to launch a new line of products and I want you to head the campaign.
I don't know what to say.
It comes with offices, a company car, and a multi-figure salary.
I don't know what to say.
Velma von Tussle, you are the newly appointed president of Ultra Glow, beauty products for women of color.
Velma passes out into Hermaine's arms.
And I think America would love to hear you kids sing our new theme song.
My big break.
Prudy pushes her way through the audience.
You give me back my daughter! I know you have her! I seen it on TV! Penny, hardly recognize you all done up like that!
I'm a pretty girl, Mama.
Oh, and you look so happy! Well, I can't say it's what I had planned, but if this fine-looking cat-like black boy, if he's restored the light in your eyes, then how can I object?
Live television, nothing like it.
Trace, this may not be the right moment, but if I don't kiss you right now, I might just bust a gut.
Well, we wouldn't want you to hurt yourself, now, would we?
Tracy and Link kiss passionately. Wilbur smiles broadly wearing a floral patterned jacket.
I completely lose it. Can someone please explain to me, if Tracy came in through the front door, then who the hell is hiding in that can?
Seaweed, would you give me a hand, please?
Seaweed rushes to the hairspray can at the back.
I present my masterpiece.
Seaweed climbs the ladder to press the can's spray button. The hairspray can springs open to reveal Edna Turndad in a long red sequin gown. She has red hair piled high atop her head, garnished with roses.
miss? Well, I've been stuck in the can since lunch. And I wouldn't rush right in after me if I was you.
She waves the air.
Mama, we did it. We're on national TV.
National television? America.
She spins slowly on the spot, showing off her figure hugging down.
Can't stop my happiness, cause I like the way I am. And you just can't stop my nothing folk when I see a Christmas ham. So if you don't like the way I look, well, I just don't give a damn.
Edna dances center stage with Wilbur. Wilbur spins Edna, Bonnie, Tracy, Penny, and Sue join them in the line. Mortimer Mabel strides on in her police uniform. She strips down to reveal a shiny gold print suit. Around the studio. Amber and Velma sit sulking on the sidelines. Tracy, Link, and the others rush over and point at them. They join the dance. Edna watches them approvingly. Darren Criss is in the audience.
We have come so far tonight and still have a special duet in store for you, Jennifer Hudson and Ariana Grande. So stay with us. On Hairspray Live!
In the Corny Collins studio, Motormouth Mabel, played by Jennifer Hudson, and Penny, played by Ariana Grande, hold microphones on separate platforms. Ensemble dances.
Baby,
The ensemble men bow in a line. Then the women raise their arms and bow together. The dynamites blow kisses. Ricky Lake and Marissa curtsy. Paul Vogt as chairman bows, followed by Billy Eichner as the newscaster. Rosie O'Donnell, the teacher, blows kisses. Sean Hayes as Mr. Pinky glides past. Andrea Martin curtsies as Petey Pinkerton. Shahadi Wright-Joseph twirls as Imaz. Derek Hugh as Connie Collins. Ephraim Sykes as Seaweed blows a kiss. Garrett Clayton as Link Carter. Amber Van Tessel, played by Doug Cameron, takes her bow. Kristen Chenoweth twirls as Valmer Van Tessel. The turn dads, Martin Short as Wilbur and Harvey Firestone as Edna, step up onto the platform. Maddie Valio as Tracy Turnblad rushes between them and bows deeply. The entire cast fills the studio dancing joyfully. Credits. Based on the musical Hairspray, executive producer Robert Greenblatt. Associate producers Mark Shaman, Scott Whitman, John Waters. The audience is on their feet, bopping along to the music. The cast groups together, dancing on the platforms. Their image appears on a 60s-style television set. Backstage footage of the show plays out on the TV. A camera's lowered by crane as it films the garbage truck. Warner Brothers Television. New Line Cinema. Storyline Entertainment. Sony Pictures. Universal Television.